I'll take this first point. A specific atmosphere is necessary for creativity, for the function properly. A specific atmosphere. Now, when you talk about atmosphere, the first thing, I got it last, but it should be first, is worship. Worship. Now, you say, what part I have to play in worship? You be in a worshipful attitude. I think it's John 4:24 said they had to worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. So I need the team to be prayed up, balanced in your thinking. Another word we're going to touch down the line is come here with the right attitude. No matter what go wrong, just handle it. There ain't anything go wrong, but handle it. Don't go to complaining, being negative. Just handle it. Keep the atmosphere proper. Another aspect of the atmosphere is the word abiding in you, dwelling in you. The word. If you don't have no word in you, don't come here jaw-jacking, clowning, playing around. You need to spend time with the Lord if you're going to be a conduit to carry the currents that I can just go and say it, that I have prepared for this meeting. You see, you, I come in running to you, and you're not conducive. Now I got to go cross that line. Then I got to go cross that line. Shouldn't be. So the word. All right. Another thing is the will of God. You want the will of God to be accomplished. I think it's Philippians 2:13, 2:12. God is working me to do His will and of His good pleasure. So the will of God, you have to create an atmosphere that not my will, not your will, not nobody else's will be done, that the will of God be done in this prosperity revival. Now listen, this is a very important thing I'm about to tell you, because I have to let you know where you are. In the history of the church, this is one of the most important meetings. I'm talking about the whole church. It's the most important meeting around the world that ever been held. God chose us to be in this position. Mm-hmm. Okay? So His will, and I want you to, every morning, ask God to give you wisdom. Yes. You need wisdom, godly wisdom, how to carry yourself, how to think, what you say out your mouth, all of that, all this jaw-jacking, all this millennial stuff, and all this crazy gadget and gittery stuff, it cannot, the currents can't pass through that. That's just some man that made by being your hidden persuader. He persuaded you out of your zone, so we got to get back in the zone. And we can't be playing with these little tic-tac-toe stuff. So the wisdom of God is so important here. Am I being recorded?
Yes, sir.
The wisdom of God is so important here. All right? The way, W-A-Y, the way of God. The way of God, or the ways of God, or the way of God produces the ways of God. You must know that God have called us. You don't have a secular job. We are designed by God to do the works and the greater works. That's John 14:12. Make that in your note. The works and the greater works must be done in this ministry. Also, in the atmosphere for this type of work, you're going to need the wind, W-I-N-D, the wind, W-I-N-D, the wind of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2, you remember, we need the wind and you need the water. That's a flow of the Holy Ghost also out of that belly. John 7:37, out of that belly shall flow rivers of living water. I need living water flowing out of you. And you say, for instance, as the meeting going, I want everybody here half hour ahead of time. Every day, every time the meeting is, at least a half hour. Everybody here, at least a half hour ahead of time. And I want you checking. I don't want you stand up. I don't want Rama and Ben all the last stand up and talking in the back of the church. I want everybody moving making sure, checking the bathroom out, making sure the foyer, making sure everything's straight, looking around. See, see what I'm saying? Look around, see what's going on. We at work, at worship.
Yes, sir.
See, y'all on the job, so y'all not like the people coming in here.
Right.
Y'all watching everybody, seeing what they're doing. You're making sure if you need to call somebody to get something straight, let's get it straight. All right? So I need you awareness is a very important word. Awareness of everything that's going on. Because what you're doing, you're holding an atmosphere. And you're taking yourself as an atmosphere producer. Because you're not in the ministry of health. You're in the ministry of work. So you have to pay attention in every move you make. It's so important. So the word, the will, the wisdom, the way, the work, the wind, and the water. They're just a few of the things that will create an atmosphere. Now, the second point about the atmosphere is your atmosphere will determine the fruitfulness of the meeting. Spiritual fruit can't grow in a bad atmosphere. We're finally going to get down to your attitude. Atmosphere will influence decision. People coming here, they got to make decisions. They need to make decisions. We talk about anointing music. They're able to create an atmosphere of serenity, peace, and tranquil rest. Anointed music. And so you can't, Clovis?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you cannot play unsocketed. You got to be in a socket. Your talent is not good enough. You see what I'm saying? You're going to have to be in the groove of the Spirit. You're going to be in tune to Jesus, in tune to the Holy Spirit, in tune to me as an apostle. The flow, the atmosphere. Just can't get up there and play. See what I'm saying? And then you have to watch it because the atmosphere is always subject to change. Don't let it change you. If it's going in the wrong direction, you see it going in the wrong direction, that just by praying the Spirit, God, that your will be done. See, so here's a word. And this spiritual, this is not physical, but you must be an atmosphere watcher. You know, and then you could ask yourself the question, am I messing the atmosphere up with my attitude?
Yes, sir.
See. Now this, I thought this was a good one. I got quite a more few things to say to you, but I won't talk about atmosphere. An outward atmosphere will influence an inward atmosphere.
Yes, sir.
It don't seem logical, is it? But what type of atmosphere we create going to determine the influence we're going to have on the atmosphere of the people on the inside who come. Some come broke, some come lying, some come crying, some come dying, some come seeking. So it's serious business. God holding us accountable. This is serious. This is not no planting flowers or cleaning the floor or whatever you want to call it. This is very important. So the outward atmosphere will influence an inward atmosphere. Just give you a few of these. Then the inward atmosphere will influence an outward atmosphere. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
The atmosphere that you have created on the inside of you to be back there working with the computers or getting the thing ready for me to minister. What kind of atmosphere you got on the inside of you? See. Your atmosphere will determine your growth. The atmosphere of God's glory creates the ideal environment for you to flourish. We want this meeting to flourish and flow. I'm just going over some things quickly here. Well, you know, praise changes the atmosphere. The right atmosphere, watch this now, is priceless. Priceless. I've come many times I had to fight. Most of the time I do have to fight. I get myself in a certain atmosphere, and I get a dead crowd to a certain extent. Then I get my employees ain't moving in the right atmosphere. And you can't know if you don't know, you see. Your atmosphere will determine your prosperity. Teamwork, great relationships will produce great atmosphere. And if Bernard Groucho with Jesse, that spirit gonna get the flowing around here. You see what I'm saying? And we can make each other grouchy. You know what I'm saying? But we had to watch it. Since you know about it, you'll know as a team, oh, I got to deal with this. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? I got to deal with this. Atmospheres can be conditioned for the miraculous. I expect the miraculous to happen. I can't make it happen, but I expect it to happen. But if I have a team here, then it says your attitude will affect your atmosphere. Two more. Religion will bring destruction to your atmosphere. Religious rule and regulate. That's why I move in any way the Lord tells me. Religious rule and regulation will prevent your atmosphere from flourishing with God's creative potential. Dead religion disregard the grace of God. Jesus Christ wants to have a relationship with you, not a religious ritual. God created you for a specific atmosphere. And then the atmosphere of God's glory contains all impartation that will revolutionize your life. Get that? The atmosphere of God's glory contains an impartation that will revolutionize your life. Now, I want you to understand your part to play. First of all, I want you moving first in faith. Secondly, I want you to move in the anointing. And then thirdly, we can attract the glory. That's why I want my whole team doing that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got to spend some time in prayer about this. All right. Now, first, all that was about atmosphere. I got keys to prosperity revival. Atmosphere, the word, the will, the wisdom, the way, the work, the wind, and the water. All right, then let's deal with attitudes from Matthew 5, the Beatitudes. Jesus preached his first kingdom sermon of how to function in kingdom business. And he talked about, blessed are the poor in spirit. That means you recognize you need him more than anything else. So you got, I just wrote a few of the Beatitudes. For attitude pure, meek, hungry, or hunger, thirst, peacemaker, poor in spirit. That's the Beatitude, Matthew chapter 5. So I would ask you to make this a reading during this meeting, that you make sure that you have the right attitude. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That was Jesus' keystone teaching to teach people how to function in kingdom atmosphere. Kingdom atmosphere. I like that, Lord. Kingdom atmosphere.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You got to have the right attitude to function in kingdom atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Then the third thing, attention. I think we got one of the principles of well-controlled attention. And you know, two scriptures, Ephesians 4, Proverbs 4:20 and Proverbs 5:1. 4:20 talking about attending to the word. 5:1 talking about attending to wisdom. So we have to spiritually but naturally attend to everything on this property. Y'all make sure. Don't look over nothing. If you see something, act on it. Leroy don't have to be with you. I don't have to be with you. You need to act on it and make sure it's right. Pay attention, attention. All right, the next thing is, and we're going over some things, they're overlapping, but agreement, being in agreement. You know, Amos 3:3 say, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Then Jesus talked about, if two of you shall agree on it, in Matthew 18:18-19, on the way to touching anything they shall ask, it should be done for them. He will try to pull you out of agreement. Now, nobody see it because you're faking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Guess who see it? Mm-hmm. Guess who see it? Mm-hmm. Satan. Mm-hmm. He see it, so he said, well, I got me a vessel here. See, so there you standing, supposed to be a woman or a man, you're a heifer. Hmm. Bull, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I would say the last part of that word, but I don't want to say it because it would be ungodly. See, we don't need to have that around here.
Yes, sir.
So, agreement, so when y'all meet in prayer, that's the main thing y'all got to pray about, agreement, because you want this atmosphere to be right. Then, a meeting cannot be fulfilled without anointing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we take Isaiah 10:27. Look at that quickly, Isaiah 10:27. I think that's he said, anointing destroy the yoke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Luke 4:18, Jesus dealt with the brokenhearted, the blind, people in bondage, and then one more, all of them are beat. Bruised. In Luke 4:18. Acts 10:38. Nothing happened in the spirit world without the anointing. That's without the Holy Spirit putting his ability, or his abilities on you. So if you can't carry it by might, no, by power, that's like I talked to Clovis, not by talent. I know you're good in playing, but it has to be a flow in the spirit. The next thing is, and very little is known about this, but it should be, angels. Angels. I was in one city and I saw my angel. And the only thing I didn't like about him was outdressing him. He had a suit on, I couldn't find the material. But there are prosperity angels that I have already, according to, I think it's Psalm 103:20, they excel to the word of God. Hebrews 1:14, they're ministering spirit for the eyes of salvation. So angelic in this room right now. And you, I want to tell you something, your angel looks just like you. When you see your angel, it's like looking in the mirror. Every one of them, every angel is in you now. That's why you don't see them, their camouflage in you.
Wow.
But they're in here. But they won't do anything unless you activate them. And so I think in Psalm 103:20, you see they're excelled by the word of God. It might be the right word. They're excelled. In other words, they're moved out by the word of God. But and prosperity angels all over Dalrymple, all in the, everywhere. Some people just too dull to know it, but they're flying around, touching people, trying to get people out of debt, get them out of distress. I think I wrote down, it's not about being a millionaire or a billionaire. I just want some peace in my finances. You know, I just want to stop living from paycheck to paycheck. I don't want no bills to pay. And I don't need to be a millionaire. I don't need to be a billionaire. I just want to be free.
Wow. Wow.
See, these people jumping, trying to be millionaires and billionaires, and they ain't got free yet.
Yeah.
I deal with that this week coming. All right, but the angels, know the angels are here. And talk to them. You know, you talk to people on TV. Watch them go, watch them go, watch them go. That people ain't gonna. Oh, my. You watch the good. Whoa! People got their pre-planned, man. But you can talk to angels. I guess Acts 2:1-4, I'll pick up what we talk about agreement, and then, but being on one accord, it's still putting your back to the self-same spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Being in the same flow, being in the same vein. See, synchronized. That's seven things: atmosphere, attitude, attention, agreement, anointing, angels, being on one accord. Now you're ready to walk in authority. Mm-hmm. See, we try to walk in authority, but we don't have these other things in place. You cannot walk in real authority. Now I come here, I'm walking in authority. I'm walking in all these when I get here.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. But I spend the time for it.
Yes, sir.
But then I run into you. Now I should have run into somebody else, not my own team.
Yeah.
I run into you dry, you're dull, you're insensitive, you have no anointing, you know, you have a Walmart attitude. You work for Walmart, you know. You just won't get the day done. And so it don't work like that. And the next one is a good one, the accuser. The accuser. He gives the accuser, he gives him a chance to mess things up. So you need the blood. But it's Revelation 12 and 11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remove. With those nine in place, now you're ready for ascending.
Mm-hmm.
Ascending. I mean, that's come a time the meat got to ascend. Mm-hmm. It's not so much about the speaker, about the music, even though they are connected, but it's about giving the Holy Ghost room to move and Revelation room to move, ascending. And then I want you to be a part of the meeting, because in the meeting will come your answer. See, sometimes we can think, No. I need an answer. Do you need an answer?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, none of y'all raise your hand. Do you need an answer? You can't take this casual, man. We need an answer. In this meeting, we'll come forth financial answers. Why would you let somebody from Chicago come and get it, dancing, going back home with it, and you say, oh, that's just a apostle.
Wow.
We just had another prosperity. You're not even listening for your answer.
Right.
You're feeling sorry for the other people and you're under them.
Right. Wow.
See, don't be in the place and don't realize what the Lord has done for you. You really set up. You, whoever wait for this minute, you set up. It's a setup.
Yes, sir.
You're closer to it than anybody else.
Yes, sir.
But you can get so close and casual. I know y'all respect me. Y'all jump, at least when y'all see me. I hope y'all understand when I'm not around. I know y'all always hear me. Yes. You know, I get a little ignorant. That's why you respect me so much, because I come out of the apostleship. You out of your mind? And then go talk about the paycheck. Talk about you getting a paycheck here, you know. And then there's a certain altitude we have to get to next week. So we started with atmosphere. You want to make sure the atmosphere is right. Now atmosphere, inward atmosphere and outward atmosphere, that's why, and those I'm saying, Miss Thompson, push y'all so much, because the first thing you see, people have a seen atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm concerned about dressing, dress code. It creates a certain atmosphere. If not, I'll give you a little preview. The prodigal son story is a prosperity story.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Away from God, you're broke.
Mm-hmm.
With God, he put the best robe on you. Why did he put that best robe on? Why did he put that expensive robe on that boy? Because prosperity called for a certain type of dressing.
Wow.
Then he put a ring on his finger. People, this ring here, this Boston Red Sox championship ring, I could have on what I want. Somebody, we was in a restaurant, people keep looking at it at the table, you know. And then finally, the lady couldn't take it no more. Said, that ring. I went to a doctor appointment for a checkup yesterday in the elevator. The lady said, wow, that's a championship ring. I said, yes. See, it got their attention.
Yes,
God wants you to wear a ring.
Yes, sir.
You see my point?
Yes, sir.
So, watch it, because he'll try to throw things on you. You his master. It's all right to have a little devotion after 1 o'clock today, or at 10:30. You know, I'm coming to the point that people mock their devotion, and the Lord can't get their attention no more today. That's sad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can't get their attention. So, the Lord said, pray in tongue 2 minutes. I prayed this morning. This is no time of day to be praying. You see my point?
Yes, sir.
So I want you to have that in your attitude, because if there's a stirring in the atmosphere in the atmosphere that need to be corrected on you, you might be on the tractor, you might be washing a car, I mean, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord tap you on the shoulder and say, Jesse, well, you know what he wants to do? Pray in tongue a few minutes. Because there's something that needs to be checked or changed in the atmosphere. See what I'm saying? And then you'll be so in tune to it that now you become a conduit to carry the current of the whole meeting. Now behind that, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Behind that comes extra blessing. Not from me.
Yes, sir.
From the Lord.
Yes, sir.
He got millions and millions of ways to set you up. If you just look at this little paycheck you get in, or the little bonus I give, you a sad sack of salt serving a God who can touch millions of people and cause them to do something for you out of the ordinary, don't even know you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's what I've been trying to teach you.
Yes, sir.
Don't get in this little settlement mind. It's not there's no settlement in this.
Yes, sir.
It's supernatural. Mm-hmm. And you're in a place where God can wipe out all lack and limitation in your life.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You see?
Yes, sir.
But you can't expect me to do it.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Because he's not going to let me do it.
Yes, sir.
Because there's a lesson. There's a process. Come on here.
Come on, sir.
There's a process that you must learn yourself and make yourself available and stop going in circles and cycling like natural people, and you're in a job, you're on a job where the anointing is walking around you all day long.
Yes, sir.
Why do you think God got you on this job?
Yes, sir.
You have to serve me? No. It's so important, you know. See, I just go out working my house. I don't know a whole lot of talking and laughing in my house. They mess up my atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Talk quietly.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't talk too much.
Mm-hmm.
Joanne knew that. I don't want nothing to disturb me. All right? Then, I just told him yesterday, here's a good one for you. When I ask you to do something, no delay.
Yes,
get it back to me as fast as you can. Why? Because I'm being productive. I'm doing something. I'm always moving. So I need things. As soon as I ask for it, I need to be done. It's so important. Now, so I want everybody on time. I want everybody on their job. Make sure everything in place in this meeting. It's going to be the greatest meeting we ever had, because we're going to be working as such a team. We ain't going to be out there jaw-jacking with the people. We're going to be moving around, finding out what's going on, not only on the inside, gentlemen, on the outside. Y'all got to take a walk.
Yes, sir.
Take a walk. See these people parking right. I know they got the Ministry of Health, but you over the Ministry of Health.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I said in the way you remember, you're in the Ministry of Pay.
Yes, sir.
That make a lot of difference. You know, make a lot of difference. You know, yesterday. When that ego was flying, and he stopped where you are. You don't understand what I'm saying. But I feel good that the Holy Spirit let me come talk with you today because it's time. It's time for you all to understand the seriousness, the sacredness of what God is allowing us to do for the whole world, the whole body of Christ. I looked at the subject, unlimited prosperity coming to the body of Christ. Wow, what a subject. I mean, what an opportunity people are going to be able to hear and get revelation on that. And I have a lot of revelation the Lord can give me about that. My God. In some of my study, this will mock an average religion pushed out. There's gold in the gospel. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, they get nervous. I had a man left my house because I told him to say certain things years ago, but he had to come back with a bag of money and some books. So, Jesus was the greatest prosperity teacher. Most of his parables and miracles was on prosperity. Prosperity is this next subject in line to salvation. He taught salvation more, but prosperity was the next subject. Church know nothing about it. This is what we'll be dealing with this week. So that's why I need you focused, because I'm aiming to take dominion over lack in people's lives. People travel, people spending their last dollar to get you some up, just and they got and they saved some of the soul. You know what I'm saying? So we have to be ready for them. We have to be ready more than just planting flowers and washing cars and stuff like that. We got to be ready in our hearts to carry this thing out. And so make it a point that I want you to get a half hour. Should have said an hour ahead of time. Y'all should be here on this thing, making sure everything's right, temp's right, make sure.
The doors got open at 6.
The doors got open at 6, so y'all be an hour ahead of time. Y'all be up before the door. Mm-hmm. Then when the door opens, y'all need to be moving, checking things out, making sure things are right. And I think if y'all can do that, I think I've never been where God wanted me to go. Mm-hmm. I think that's why in my prayer time this morning, he told me to come talk to you all, because that might be the factor. Mm-hmm. That if you all not, here's another word, if you're not focused, you can't flow. And there's two laws. The Bible talks about in Romans 8:2, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free of the law of sin and death. But there are two laws that I think that we should be considered here too. The law of, I'll use the negative one first, the law of distraction. And the positive one is the law of attraction. Think that you're going to have like Mac Arthur and his boys. And his they're not in this room. They're good people, but I see them laughing around sometimes, playing around when they shouldn't be the ushers. I may have to talk to a whole ministry of health prior to the meeting to get them If you focus, you can flow. So therefore you can function properly. The seriousness, I'm repeating myself, and the sacredness of this assignment must be taken seriously. Mm-hmm. Now every time I come serious. I come ready to go. I get knocked down left and right sometimes. Because people are not ready. They're not ready to go to that level. But you should be ready to go to that level. I'm going to train you how to get to that level. So this is a powerful lesson that the body of Christ leads. Just a little while talking to you this morning. Ministers, pastors need this to be able to talk to their minister of health, mm-hmm. and get them in alignment so they can get into the flow. You should know when the flood comes. You know, you should know, and you should be able to flow in the flood. I think of Isaiah, when the enemy come in like a flood, the spirit lift up a standard. So, you know, make sure that you don't have a secular attack. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this is nothing secular about this. This is spiritual. And secular, regular, normality, nothing normal about God. He's supernatural. You follow me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So I probably would end this meeting am to create an atmosphere every time before I minister. I mean, the minister, they'd be the minister of the word, a minister of the music and play, but I might have them pray in tongues every now and then to get them, because people are not in tune. And I try to get them in tune, even though we had prayer back then, you know. But I need to get them in tune, because the atmosphere, again, is so important. You know, in Acts 2, they said they're always on one accord in one place. They were praying. That atmosphere caused the wind to blow and the fire to fall, and the Holy Ghost come on the scene. Now, just right now, I have a touch of the atmosphere, because the Father is pleased that I've taught you these things. The Father is pleased with it. Now you got to capitalize on what the Spirit of God has said in you this morning, because there are things for your portion of life in this room. Mm-hmm. There are places that you should be. You're not there yet. By lack of attention. Yeah. You be around me, you're too close to me. When I'm ministering, you ought to be on it. If nobody else is gonna get this, I'm gonna get it. And then y'all got too much insight on how God has blessed me in my inabilities. Mm-hmm. He's not looking for ability. He's looking for availability. So if you avail yourself, no matter what level you're on, academically or mentally, it doesn't matter. He can bring you places that no psychology, no academic, nobody else can, politics, nobody else can bring you. Stop waiting for somebody to set you free. That person died 2,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. He's not in the White House, the Outer House, no other house. Mm-hmm. You're already free and just don't know it. Mm-hmm. So you all should not be living from paycheck to paycheck. You all should not be scrapping. You've been around this too long. I've talked years and years. I don't know how many years I've been teaching the Prosperity Revival. 19?
No, it's over 20.
Huh?
It's over 20.
20 years. Everybody in the room who's been with me should be rich. I mean, I'm talking about rich. I'm talking about rich. I don't know where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Because the anointing has been strong every time. Mm-hmm. You see, I prepare all day, every day, almost just prepare. And I come here and put it out. And if you haven't prepared yourself to receive what I release, it's not going to be important to you. You're waiting on a sound. You're waiting on a feeling. You should have brought the feeling with you. Mm-hmm. I feel like I need this. You should have brought it with you. See, so it's so important. You don't let men come from the outside and catch this. Now I got some men that they've caught this thing. They've caught it, and it's producing. I almost said abnormal, but not normal, beyond the norm. And so I expect you to be able to recognize that. And whatever you don't have, or wherever you're not at, hold yourself. Mm-hmm. Stop tormenting the devil for your own. But he ain't paying you no mind. You know, he said, I ain't did that. Your crazy self, you right there, you didn't take it. I didn't do it, don't put it on me. So the devil gone by this business. You can't even bind him. You can't bind me. Bind your own crazy self. You heard it. You see what I'm saying? You see it? I see the Holy Ghost here now. You see, I got the anointing on me, all in my hand. He said, that's a good point, isn't it? Yes, I bind you, devil. Don't bind me. Bind your own crazy self. You was right there, you heard it, didn't do nothing about it. See why it ain't working? I bind you, Satan. You can't bind me. You worse than me. What was saved wasn't for me. I can't even receive it. And you just like me, you didn't receive it. So now I'm going to whoop your tail. Yeah. And you can't do nothing about it. Because you didn't pay attention. Why do you think people cram so much for a test? You really don't have to cram for a test if you took the lesson.
That's right.
Tests shouldn't scare you. But what happened is they're not paying attention during the 9-month semester. The only time they try to prepare is 2 weeks before the test. We all know, I've been to school, we all know that. Pay attention. You don't have to worry about no test. I think Junior did that. He ain't worried about no test. When the test come, he just took it. You got to pay attention. Okay? All right, Lord. I don't want no stubbornness around here. Mm-hmm. Because stubbornness is the first cousin to stupidity. They can't.
Right.
Sound got in the spirit now. Mm-hmm. Stubbornness, I never heard that before, is the first cousin to stupidity. Mm-hmm. Why? Because that's the way the enemy stop you.
Yeah.
Stop you from flowing, he stop you from receiving. You didn't got, when you got stubborn and you can't flow with other people, just because other people don't see it like you see it, that's not right. Try to take your time, explain it to them, or probably take some of the stuff they're saying and try to mingle in with what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. And that'll work better like that. All right, so today is Friday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So we got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And to prepare ourselves, you know, get ready for this day. I guess you don't give everybody a copy of this. And just send it to their phone so they can listen to it. Make sure. Because your personal lives also I'm touching here. Mm-hmm. And your personal, I don't use this word a whole lot, but your personal breakthrough. Actually, you're beyond breakthrough now, but some people still got to get a breakthrough. And the Lord broke through his father. Micah 2:13 said a break already gone through. Mm-hmm. And all we got to do is follow the breaker through the gate. You know what I'm saying? If you read the a psalm like Psalm 24, I'm going to close the minute. Psalm 24, everything's already available, but you got to open the door and open the gate. Mm-hmm. So the King of Glory can come in. Mm-hmm. And when he come in, everything manifests, demonstrates, or whatever need to be created, whatever need to be done. Father, we thank you this morning for this time as a team. Y'all stand up. We're here to make ourselves available as vessels, as a team to be used by you in harmony. So may harmonious condition be created inwardly and outwardly around us, agreeable surroundings, and the best of everything. On these grounds and all the instruments and stuff we have to use and tools and equipment, we place the hand of Jesus on those things, power of God in every chair in this auditorium that the angels are sitting and wrapping themselves around this place, wrapping themselves around Darrow, Ascension Parish, Louisiana, that what you desire, your will to be done. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Anoint each one of the employees. Anoint them with a special anointing. Let the words that they've heard manifest in their lives like never before. Give us the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding. Help us to hear, see, and understand every move we make be to your glory. We pray for the people who are coming from around the world and other countries that are coming into this meeting. We pray that they be touched, that their answers be given. We thank you for all their seeds they are sowing, that it be the soil of Abraham, that it may return to them manifold. We thank you that anything Katala Manshukutele Bota Shikite Broma Daka, anything that try to come up that is beyond our ability, give us the strength to handle it. We thank you that harmony is among us. We thank you agreement is among us. We thank you that the atmosphere in this ministry is ready to go to the next level. We thank you to those who be on YouTube and all of the points of contact who can't get here, that the power flow through the current through internet, through iPads and iPhones around the world.
Thank you,
that this meeting will go down in history.
Thank you.
As the church turned to her rightful place in abundance and prosperity.
Thank you, Lord.
And financial freedom. Thank you for giving us money coming over 27 years ago.
Thank you, Lord.
What a weapon, what a word for the body of Christ. We thank you. We know it's not by might, nor by power, but we have to operate in your spirit. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you as the teacher, the anointer, the know-how, the power, the strength. We yield to you. We know you're the hidden persuader, and let us become fully persuaded that you, what you promised, you also will perform. Let us understand Jeremiah 1 and 12. You watch over your word to perform it. If we let it abide in us, you will perform it in us and upon us. We thank you so much that you say your word will not return to your void, but it will accomplish and prosper whereunto you send it. So we thank you today. So every activity, every part of the piece of the puzzle that we're putting together for this atmosphere, help each one of the employees to have the wisdom, the knowledge, and the strength to do it. And we thank you for your protection,
thank you,
your covering,
thank you,
that we're all healthy and well and wise.
Thank you.
We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'm through. Don't go after me.